While Russian officials have not revealed what kind of gas was used, U.S. researchers say it could be a common anesthetic, or something Russia would rather not talk about. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
When Russian special forces stormed the theater, they encountered almost no resistance. The gas apparently had incapacitated the hostage takers. Even though the building was wired with explosives, none were detonated. The hostages, of course, were not immune. Some were brought out on stretchers. Others wandered around like zombies, confused. What do the Russians have that can do this? Possibly quite a lot.
The former Soviet Union had a very extensive chemical weapons program for a number of years.
Ron Madrid teaches a course on non-lethal weapons at the Marine Corps Command and Staff College. Russia has ratified an agreement banning the use of many chemical weapons, but not all stocks have been destroyed.
A lot of that stuff was, you know, again, conjecture on my part, is probably sitting on a shelf someplace. Somebody said, we're in a tough spot, let's bring this stuff out and see what'll, you know, see if we can use it. They took a chance, and I guess they had some success.
And a number of deaths, which narrows the possibilities a bit. Fred Seidel is retired now. He used to be a researcher at the Military Institute of Chemical Defense.
Well, it certainly isn't a tear gas. It probably is not a nerve agent, and it's probably something like BZ, but not necessarily that.
BZ is a hallucinogenic agent. Its effects sound like the warning label of a drug you don't want to take. Jonathan Tucker is a senior fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace. He's working on a book about chemical weapons.
The symptoms of BZ include restlessness, dizziness or giddiness, confusion, loss of memory, erratic behavior, stumbling or staggering, vomiting, slurred or nonsensical speech, hallucinatory behavior, disrobing, mumbling, stupor, and coma.
The effects of BZ can last for days, which could explain why so many people are being kept in the hospital. But the large number of deaths are a bit of a mystery. Fred Seidel, the retired researcher, says you'd have to inhale a lot of BZ to die. Jonathan Tucker says there's another reason to think this might be something other than BZ. BZ causes some people to become very excited and agitated, which could have provoked one of the hostage takers to blow something up. Tucker also says that if the Russians did use an agent like this, they would probably want to keep it a secret.
They're not supposed to have incapacitating agents, no, because that would be a violation of the Chemical Weapons Convention,
which the U.S. and Russia have ratified. One Russian official described the gas used as being akin to an anesthetic, like the sort given to people before general surgery. Tucker says if that is the case, or if the agent was something like Valium, then this would fall into a gray area of the Weapons Convention. Whatever the gas was, Russian officials credit it for saving a number of lives. But not all observers see the operation as a success. Again, Fred Seidel.
Sounds to me like a failure. Where you kill people, it's a failure. Shouldn't have anybody die.
Seidel says he sees why Russian authorities would want to use a gas in a hostage situation like this, but he wonders if something milder wouldn't have done the trick. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.